All right, good morning or afternoon, I'm not sure. Welcome to my talk. So I'm going to be discussing Snack Boot. I'm Thomas. I work at Bootlin. We do embedded Linux and Zephyr work. To set up the context, most of the SoCs these days, be they ARM or RISC-V SoCs, they have a ROM code that comes together with the chip itself. And it does a whole lot of stuff, takes care of the booting and many other things, security and so on. And most of them include a recovery mechanism that basically allows your system to be like alive even though there's nothing on your eMMC or your flash. And this recovery mechanism is typically useful when doing factory flashing, like when your device is really like fresh out of factory, or when you're in development mode and you want to recover a board that is bricked for whatever reason. And typically those ROM codes, they work using some specific protocol that you can access over USB, UART, sometimes Ethernet, but USB is by far the most common kind of interface these days. And this protocol usually allows you to send in the case of the picture over USB, some kind of binary payload that would typically be stored in some internal memory in your SoC and then allow you to run it. And from that, hopefully you can recover your system. So that's kind of what exists. And the existing situation is that each vendor provides its own tool to communicate with the SoC, like NXP has its own, ST has its own, Microchip has its own, Rockchip has its own, and even the one here is not the official one from Rockchip, that's a less horrible one that was developed by the open source community because Rockchip is some Windows-only tool that nobody wants to use. But one tool per vendor is really annoying. I mean, we don't have one OS for every SoC. We have Linux. We don't have one bootloader for every SoC. We have Parebox or U-Boot. So why should we have one tool for each platform family? It kind of sucks. The vendor tools are not always open source, which sucks even more. And those tools, because they're not open source, they're not always very flexible, customizable, while when you're using them on the factory floor, you may need to integrate them in some way with some more complex logic that is very custom. So not having something flexible sucks. So lots of reasons why the current situation sucks. So we wanted to solve that problem, and this is where Snack Boot hopefully helps in solving that problem. It's like one project to rule them all. The idea is to have a vendor-agnostic tool that handles this, all those recovery protocols. So it's a re-implementation of the tools, right? We don't need you to install the vendor tools. I was asked yesterday about that, and it was apparently not clear for someone. So you don't need to install the vendor tools to be able to use Snack Boot. It's completely self-contained. It's open source, GPLv2. It supports many platforms, so you have the current list on the right-hand side of the slide. But we're trying to grow that list over time. We have a pull request for Rockchip support, for example, that has been pending for some time, and the developer is in the room and talked to me just a few minutes ago. And if you need to support more platforms, it's possible to add more. So it's GPL license. I hope we can call it hacker-friendly. It's fully implemented in Python, so it's very like homogeneous across the code base. And it has three components that I will discuss in the next three slides, basically. It has Snack Recover, Snack Flash, Snack Factory. It works on Linux and Windows. So we did the Windows part because a lot of factory floors have PC machines that run, well, this operating system. So it's the first time we had to buy a Windows machine at Bootlin, specifically for being able to do that. That was kind of an odd thing to deal with, and I have to say I'm not the developer of Snack Boot. It's all developed and maintained by my colleague Romain, who isn't at FOSDEM, but is the guy doing the real work. I'm just doing the talking. So the first component of Snack Boot, the first tool, is Snack Recover. So it's the one handling the recovery step, the one pushing like a working payload, usually a bootloader on the target. So it could be U-Boot, but it could be something else. And then we usually expect that bootloader to run and then expose a USB gadget that will enable the next step, which is flashing. So Snack Recover needs as inputs a firmware YAML file that basically gives like the path to the different firmware files that you need to push. Sometimes it's just one, sometimes it's several. It depends on the platform like booting flow. But once you have that firmware file, you just run Snack Recover, then the name of your SoC, and then the type of your the pass to your firmware YAML file, and it will do the recovery. So at this stage, your SoC is now running the bootloader that you have pushed. It's not flashed. It's only running from RAM, but it's hopefully running. Then you can use the second tool if you want to, or maybe Snack Recover is enough for you because the bootloader is running. You can see it on your serial port and that's enough. I mean, Snack Recover can be enough for some use cases. But if you also want to flash, then you can use the second tool, Snack Flash. Again, it's kind of Unix philosophy. One tool does one thing and hopefully does it well. So Snack Flash has another config file, which is more like the sequence of steps that you want to run, which files you want to flash, where, on which medium, and stuff like this. So I won't go into the details. The documentation has all the core details. And then you can run Snack Flash, passing a few arguments like the vendor ID, product ID of the USB device that you want to talk with, the flash command file, and then the backend in Snack Flash, because there's multiple backend. It can talk to a device that exposes a fastboot USB gadget or USB mass storage or DFU, and it can be extended with others in the future, but those are the three ones that we support today. So Snack Recover, Snack Flash is typically like the two sequences that you will want to run to recover and reflash your platform. And I think it was last year, Romain worked on Snack Factory. Here it's really targeted at the factory flashing use case, where you're not like a developer with a single board on your desk, but you're on the factory floor and you've got like many boards that you want to flash and you want to automate that process and make it as quick and efficient as possible. And that tool, Snack Factory, allows you to reflash multiple boards. So you have a GUI, while the rest of Snack Recover, Snack Flash is like hacker oriented, so it's CLI. But here it's more factory floor operator oriented. So there's a GUI, you can see all the boards that are connected, their status, start the flashing of all the boards. It's all happening in parallel, it saves logs and stuff like that. So it's really oriented towards flashing multiple boards in parallel. And with that, I think you're convinced that Snack Boot is the way to go and that you will download it and try it on your platform or maybe contribute support for the platform if it's missing. Thank you very much and enjoy FastDemo.